Radio.
Hello. Hey, everybody, this is John, and welcome to another Blast in the Past Bang Radio Hour minicast. I gotta admit, I do like saying that, even though it sounds very stupid and very morning zoo. But listen, anyway, all of you good, regular Bang Radio Hour listeners know that during the football season, Tom and I only put out one big show per month. The last one was just last week, in fact, the Olympic wrap-up. But this year, we're going to be giving you these small little mini-casts of funny stuff from the past. We've got 14 years worth of material, and we do maybe one or two best-of shows every year. So a lot of this stuff, most of this stuff, hasn't seen the light of day since it was first put out. And a lot of you folks, since we've got 14 years worth of material, were too young to be listening to it when it was new. And shame on your parents if you remember some of this stuff. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. This time, we're going to revisit one of our old favorite guys, man. This is former Cleveland Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar. You know, once upon a time, kids, there was a quarterback in Cleveland that played more than one year in a row. Yeah, Bernie was pretty good. He almost got him to the Super Bowl twice, except for John Elway twice. Anyway, this is from 2007. Bernie's going to do color analysis for Browns preseason football.
And after A comes B.
Okay.
And B stands for Bernie.
Bernie. Oh, yeah, okay. It's preseason. That means it's time for Bernie Kosar to get to drinking.
Yeah, what does that have to do with preseason? Well, of course, I guess he doesn't get to call games in the regular season.
Well, yeah, because that's when I get to hear him. There are probably people out there that remember this, but last year I can remember telling you that we needed to get some audio, because if you have NFL.com, you have this wonderful thing when they show you these preseason games, is you get one side's local broadcasters for the first half, and then the other side's local broadcasters for the second half. So you get to hear all of these local clowns. I mean, and it is bad.
Well, we got in the whole game.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you
we got
there,
the local
yeah.
show here in Ohio.
Right.
You know. And, yeah, so Bernie Kosar is doing the color for the Browns game.
Right.
All right. And
I can just imagine.
I don't even know where to start. I got so much stuff here. This guy, and you know, I watch him when he's actually on camera.
Right.
And is the way he moves, he doesn't.
Probably very used to it. You know,
is that yeah, like an alcoholic is, right?
I didn't see this week's game, so I don't know what you're going to play. But I can imagine, because I heard him last year. And I'm telling you, man, I could hear him in between when somebody else was talking, kind of covering his microphone, going, no, I'm fine. Whether he was telling, you know, the gaffer, no, I don't need another drink, I'm good with this one, or whatever he was saying. But, geez.
I don't even know the name of the guy who's doing the game with him.
Oh, I don't know. Who cares? What's the difference? They're Browns guys.
Here's a clip. They're talking about this tackle who ran all the way down the field.
How about that tackle being down the field in the first place?
Yeah, it's pretty,
that big guy
that's
got
pretty
down
impressive.
There.
I'm not sure that's how they draw that up, but that in itself, a tackle going down there
right.
almost makes it you not want to
overturn it
for him. Unfortunately, I'm a Browns fan.
Did you hear him right? Did you hear him right there at the end?
No, I missed it. I was laughing.
Unfortunately, I'm a Browns fan. Unfortunately, I'm a Browns fan.
Yeah, no, that's right, Bobby. No, we're Browns brothers, right? I love you, man. We're Browns fans.
Bang.
Yeah. I'm just like a big, fat, 900-pound guy with a dog mask.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Oh, man, Bernie does get lit on these games.
Hello?
All right.
Unfortunately, I'm a Browns fan.
Right. Unfortunately, he's a Browns fan. Okay, here they are now. And they're going to talk about the replay booth. The guy brings up the replay booth. This is so funny. Because he's describing the replay booth, and Bernie somehow relates it to a voting booth, a presidential election voting booth. All right, here you go. Okay.
When they say replay booth, they mean it, huh? He goes right inside those little gray things right there. Used to be they just had that hood, and you'd look in.
Says that's casting a vote right there.
Right,
there's a presidential election coming up.
Right.
That's casting a vote right there.
You see right there, he kind of went in there and he pulled the lever that said it was a fumble. And he said that it was a hanging chad on the field, and therefore the ball was going to stay on home plate.
He said there was a penalty, and they were trying to figure out for the replay, and they were trying to figure out which way it goes, and Kosar says this is how you determine it.
I think it depends who you're rooting for.
Yeah.
Right.
You take the football and you put it on the ground and you spin it around, and whichever way it points, that's the one you give it to.
That face of Herman Edwards, that's a definition of happy.
That's why we lost to the Raiders in the playoffs, you know, because of the damn ball spin.
Here, this was great. The Browns had the ball on their own 1 yard line.
Right.
All right. And here's Bernie.
This gives him a chance for a 99 yard touchdown pass right here.
The conditions are right for a 99 yard play.
This gives him a chance for a 99-yard touchdown pass right here.
You know, they're going to have to go all but 1 yard of the field to score.
Unfortunately, they got sacked for a safety.
No, that's wrong. You're not supposed to go that way.
Unfortunately, I'm a Browns fan. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Okay, now, this last clip I have of him.
You know, the thing is, most Browns fans are probably just like him watching these preseason games for the Browns.
Jesus Christ, we're going to have to sit through this crap again. God.
Unfortunately, I'm a Browns fan.
Oh, me too, Bernie.
All right, now, he's saying the Browns are going for the win. They think like I do, he says. So he's going to compare himself to how they're you know, saying that they're playing how he thinks. So
the Miami influence, that's Ken and Chud thinking like me, trying to go for the score. They had a double rotated zone, double coverage. First time the protection broke down. Not a good job protection.
It's like Madden. Oh, there he is. Oh, geez. What do you see about that? Oh, geez. That one you have a Madden mumbling along. It's like that.
Wait a minute. We
got
to compare.
You got the hell in there? Okay, mix them up.
Don't we? Hold on. Where is that?
Either way, you can mix it up at home. That would be very funny.
No, this is live.
Okay. All right. Let's see here.
Here we go.
Boy, that doesn't. Again, here you have. Oh, geez, you didn't have to. That was dumb. And that was one of those things. You know, sometimes you still go through with it, but that one, it was gone. They had it, and then he comes in and hits him. Watch that.
Nah.
Oh, you don't.
Unfortunately, I'm a Browns fan.
Unfortunately, I'm a Browns fan. This gives him a chance for a 99-yard touchdown pass right here.
You know, Tom, they think just like I do. They're going to roll out to the outside and flick that thing sidearm and probably throw an interception.
Although he didn't throw many, I'll give him that. You know, man, I love you, dude. You're my best friend. Let's watch the Browns here. They got a chance for a 99-yard touchdown pass.
Bang Radio.
Let's see here. Oh, Bernie Kosar back in action.
Oh, yeah, man. We have some preseason Bernie.
Preseason Bernie. You know, we were talking about Chad Johnson and Michael Phelps in the Olympics. Well, you know, Bernie likes to talk about the Olympics.
Yeah.
He does.
What 2 weeks of incredible performances from over in China.
It's been exciting to watch.
Really
some incredible individual and just team things that have gone on over there.
Hey, you know, I'm all for those team things.
Deep team.
I used to play for the Cleveland, you know.
Unfortunately, I'm a Browns fan.
Right.
Those things up there in Cleveland.
He has to be just punchy. He cannot be drinking like that in the booth.
Let's take a look at Bernie's X's and O's right now.
Yeah, this is just an old school dig route. Chris Griffin, 44, gets a hand on. Kyle Orton sees him, but he tries to spit it by him and gets the deflection.
When they say, let's look at Bernie's X's and O's, I get this image of like what a kid draws on the wall.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Big giant X, these sloppy O's all over the place.
I made them blue, see? They're blue.
Oh, my God.
I'm a homer.
Yeah.
I'm a homer.
Yeah, you are.
That's why he only drinks beer that's brewed in Cleveland.
Right.
In copious amounts. Well, for some reason, Bernie wasn't allowed to do preseason football after that. You know, they let him go. Well, go figure. So we thought we'd lost him, and that sucked. And then something else happened. Something brought him right back into the news. His daughter made it big in show business. Well, she made it at least enlarged, engorged, throbbing.
Let's take a look at Bernie's X's and O's right now.
Yeah, this is just an old-school dig route. Chris Griffin, 44, gets a hand on. Kyle Orton sees him, but he tries to spit it by him and gets the deflection.
When they say replay booth, they mean it, huh? He goes right inside those little gray things right there. Used to be they just had that hood and you'd look in.
Does that casting a vote right there?
Right,
that was a presidential election. Onside kick.
Onside kick the
Hail
ball.
Hail Mary. Doug Flutie completed for the complete Cinderella story. And we'll all go home happy, happy, happy.
He sounds very happy, happy, happy.
It almost sounds like Bernie Kosar's got something on his mind there and a couple of those those clips. It's almost like he's just a bit distracted.
Just a little bit.
Just a bit distracted. Man, that's funny. I didn't get to listen to him last night because I got the damn Packers feed on NFL Network, which sucks.
Well, I don't think he had been drinking, so you didn't really miss anything.
See, you can't do that. That just kills me.
Of course, the best one.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Which we compared to.
Ben Roethlisberger.
And then we put them together and had
Ben Roethlisberger.
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 Hey, the Redskins put a nailing on Roethlisberger the other night, boy.
Oh, good God.
Hey, man.
Whatever.
Super Bowl.
Shut up.
Rex Grossman, baby.
Woohoo. Well, you would think now would be the time he would definitely get drunk.
Yeah, he's definitely got something to worry about now.
Oh, Bernie Kosar has a daughter. Her name is Sarah.
I thought her name was Lexi.
Well, her real name is Sarah.
Oh.
Her stage name is Lexi Silver. That's with two X's.
Lexi Silver with two X's. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Lexi, L-E-X-X-I, and then Silver. Lexi Silver.
We could do a quick field trip right here. Turn off your moderate safe search on Google and push that in.
Yeah, we've already been there. So,
yeah, you'll get some nice explicit photos. And you'll notice there, Tom, that she looks great from behind, but when she looks at the camera, she kind of looks like Bernie Kosar, and that kind of throws it off. Plus, if you'll notice in some of those photos there, she appears to sidearm it kind of like he does, you know, if you follow it.
Yeah, LexiSilver.com. That is Bernie Kosar's daughter. And yes,
there you go.
She is doing porn. She has made her debut in the movie Pervs on Patrol.
Pervs on Patrol. Now, Tom, I've heard good reviews for Pervs on Patrol. From what I understand, it's up for a cummy.
Well, I'll give you one.
Oh, you're going to give us one. Tom is going to review the movie Pervs on Patrol for us, ladies and gentlemen.
I have an exclusive, the first review of this movie.
We'll give it two dicks up.
Actually, I just saw there's a clip on her website.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
And she plays this yoga instructor who gets involved with her students after class. And, you know. And
wait a minute.
Cue the porn music and, you know.
There's an actual character. Somebody actually said
here's your character. Yes,
there's a storyline, John.
You pretend you're running the class, see? And then all of these guys are going to gangbang you.
Okay. Hey, you know what? My father used to blow games for the Browns, and now I'm going to blow this brown man in Cleveland.
Hey, Bernie, look at your daughter's technique.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Look at that shot, Bernie.
That's very pretty.
Say, you know, I don't remember her looking quite like that.
Oh, my God.
You know, Tom, when you get into the one-yard line, you know what that means. That means everybody's got a chance to bang my daughter. In the shadow of the goalpost. 10 yards piling on.
Oh, brother. Well, you know, I will say this for her. At least she had the decency to bleach. You know, I think that shows a lot in a woman that when she thinks enough of the viewing public, you know, to bleach that thing. So,
well,
thank God for that.
Bernie, Bernie, what do you think about this whole porno business?
It's such a violent, fast game of big guys.
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, that one there with your daughter, I don't know.
And you see that a lot of guys that are a little undersized at their position play a kamikaze style.
Oh.
So she's doing Japanese porn as well? Is that what I'm catching here? She's peeing on people?
Oh, Lord.
She's doing Japanese porn. That means when she's getting it done to her, she screams and cries like a little kid. Honest to God, in Japan, how do you not know when your neighbors are banging? Jesus, they're loud. Yeah, could you imagine that? Her calling up,
Daddy, invite the family. I want to bring you to the premiere of my new movie. Call Grandma and get everybody in the station wagon. Come on down to the white raincoat and we'll have the red carpet out for you.
And the award for Best Cum Shot 2011 goes to Bernie Kosar's daughter in Pervs on Parade.
Oh my God. I want to thank my co-stars Lex and Bobby and Billy and Joe and Eddie and Alan and Mike and Eric and Billy and the other guy named Joe and Philip and...
Don't forget the midget.
Oh, yes, and Runty the Wonder Clown. Oh, my God.
Can you
Bernie
imagine?
Kosar's daughter.
I'd give anything for him to talk about it during the game. Anything.
Oh, God, wouldn't that
anything.
Be
anything?
Well, it's third down and five. Hey, you know what that reminds me of? You know, my daughter's making pictures now, right? My daughter's in the movies.
They're going to fucking give her an ass print outside of Grumman's Chinese Theater.
Oh, man.
Oh, Bernie's man. In the business. Good God.
Oh, I remember this clip.
The closest guy is four Browns.
The closest guy is four Browns.
Oh, God. Could you imagine Thanksgiving dinner at his house this year?
Oh. You know, there was a reason I'm drinking before these games. The Browns suck, and so does my daughter.
Bang Radio.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Minicast. Hey, if you have any ideas of what you'd like to hear, if you remember something from way back in the past and you'd like me to go find it for you, drop me a line, john@bangcartoon.com, or you can go over to bangradiohour.com and use the little contact box over there on the right. That's the preferred way. You can follow us at Bang Radio Hour on Twitter. I promise to not be very boring, but sometimes I am. And you can come see us on our Facebook page, The Bang Radio Hour. We hope to see you everywhere. We hope you share this show around. Tell all your friends' friends, and tell all their neighbors too. Till next time. Hey, man, this is John. See you later. Thank you.
Joe loves doubles. Joe has a double-barreled surname. He goes double Dutch on double dates, and on those dates he wears double denim. Joe sleeps with a double-down duvet by a double-glazed window and has two fancy cars which he stores in his double garage. So Joe did a double take when he saw our new double quarter-pounder with cheese.
Double lovers, get ready. The new McDonald's double quarter-pounder with cheese is here, but only until the 24th of September. So get there on the double. Served after 10:30 a.m., except in selected restaurants, which will serve this from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only.